It's July 26, 2026, and markets are juggling US-Iran tensions, an oil scare, and a quiet rebellion against the biggest names in AI chips. Welcome to Naradic Daily. So Dev, big picture, what does the map look like today?
It's a nervous day. US strikes on Iran have rattled energy markets. Oil is spiking, and that's bringing back fears of stagflation, that nasty combo of high prices and slow growth.
And when oil jumps, that hits everything from airlines to shipping costs. What about gold?
Gold is in focus. Usually it rises in a crisis. But here the Iran news is actually pushing up the odds that the Fed keeps interest rates higher for longer. And that's putting a cap on gold.
Higher rates make gold less attractive because you can earn more just sitting in cash. What else?
Chip stocks are under pressure too. The story is that cheaper open source AI out of China is making investors question whether the US semiconductor giants still deserve their sky-high valuations.
So it's a day where geopolitics, energy, and tech are all pulling in uncomfortable directions.
Pretty much. No single villain, but a lot of moving parts all pointing toward caution.
Let's dig into the biggest story. Dev, why is the US-Iran situation so important for regular investors right now?
Those strikes have lit up two things at once. Oil jumped because the Middle East is a major supply region, and markets are now pricing in a higher chance the Fed won't cut rates anytime soon.
Walk me through the interest rate piece. Well, why does a military strike affect that?
If oil stays expensive, inflation stays sticky. The Fed's whole job is to keep prices stable. So if energy is pushing costs up again, they hold rates high or even raise them.
And higher rates for longer slow the economy and squeeze company profits.
Right. And as we said, that same rate pressure is what caps gold, even in a crisis.
So this story is really a chain reaction. One geopolitical event touching energy, inflation, interest rates, and safe haven assets all at once.
That's exactly why it's the one to watch. It's not contained, it ripples.
What's gaining steam and what's cooling off right now?
A lot of stories are gaining traction at once. The oil stagflation trade, the AI chip rotation, the hungry crackdown on Chinese electric vehicles, and a coffee supply crunch are all picking up momentum.
Coffee supply? That one might surprise people.
Arabica coffee is facing a supply shock, and that story is solidifying fast. It matters for consumer goods companies and anyone tracking food inflation.
And on the cooling side?
Honestly, today the data shows everything is heating up, not cooling down, and it's one of those days where risk is the theme across the board.
Bear corner. Dev, what's the counterargument on the oil and stagflation fear?
The bear case is real. Oil spikes, inflation bounces, the Fed stays hawkish, and growth slows. It's a genuinely ugly scenario for stocks.
But surely markets have survived oil spikes before without a full stagflation spiral?
True. Geopolitical oil spikes often fade fast if the supply disruption turns out to be short-lived. The question is whether this one sticks.
So it's less about the spike itself and more about how long it lasts.
Exactly. If it's a week-long flare-up, markets shrug. If it drags into August, the Fed calculus changes. And that's when it gets serious.
What should we be watching heading into tomorrow?
First, any escalation or de-escalation in the Middle East. That's the dial that controls the oil and rate story right now.
And on the company side?
Nike's China business is worth watching. The results showed a beat on profits, but revenues disappointed, and China is the drag everyone keeps flagging.
And the AI chip story?
Keep an eye on NVIDIA and the broader semiconductor sector. If the narrative that cheaper Chinese AI undercuts US chip demand keeps gaining ground, that's a big deal for the whole tech trade.
That's your Naradic Daily for July 26th. A lot in motion today, so stay curious and stay sharp. Naradic Daily is generated from market narrative signals for information only. It is not investment advice, and nothing here is a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Do your own research.